Time now for Fisherman Forecast with Gloucester football coach Tony Cirilli, brought to you by the Gloucester House Restaurant.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
Okay, Coach, didn't go to the Wakefield game, but I've seen Wakefield many times. I've seen you guys many times, and it came out pretty well for you guys.
Yeah, you know, I thought we played pretty well. That game's always a tough game because it's, you know, you get eliminated, you're out of the playoffs, and you have to try to get up for a game against an opponent you don't really know. So you always wonder going into that game what's going to be, who's going to show up, what kind of attitude your team's going to bring. But I'll tell you, the team we have to this year, the kids we have, they just love to play football. So I thought we got great attitude all week out of them. I thought they showed up to play on Friday night. And, you know, going up to Wakefield was a good experience. You know, I'd never been there before, and it was a good game. And I think our kids executed well.
Beautiful ballpark, isn't it?
Beautiful stadium. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. You know, one thing, as Patriots fans, we are really spoiled. I spent 40 years watching the Patriots lose, and now every weekend they're in it. You guys have a chance to have a really great season again. And, Tony, at your level, I mean, you've played at different levels, but at the high school level, it's difficult to win a game, even when you're favored sometimes. But when you're playing a school such as a Wakefield or some of the other teams you guys have played, yep, it's tough. And you're getting these wins. So my point is that you knocked out of the playoffs at that point, but you're still playing competitively in a very rough sport. So it's got to feel good, and the kids do have that pride factor.
Yeah, and football's unlike any other sport. You know, if you don't show up with an attitude, it shows real quick. You can't fake it in football. You're either there to play or you're not. And your play shows quickly. The score shows quickly if you're not there to play. So I think it's an attitude you got to bring every week. And, you know, we've kept saying, telling these kids, you know, it doesn't matter where we are, it doesn't matter who we play. You keep getting better every week. You keep working, getting better. And I think that's kind of the attitude that's persisted through this team all year long, regardless of who we're playing, when we're playing them, where we're playing them. And it's worked out for us so far.
And you know it carries outside, off the field, too. It carries into everyday life.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, football, I know it did for me at least, teaches you several life lessons. Tells you how to be, you know, diligent in what you do, hardworking, self-sacrifice. Can't do anything by yourself on the football field. It takes 11 people, and sometimes you're running the ball, and sometimes you're blocking for that ball carrier. And that transitions right into life. You know, you're not always going to get all the glory, but you might be behind the scenes doing a lot of the hard work, whether it's your company, your family, whatever it is. And I think football really teaches these kids how to be men and how to go out into the workforce or on to college or whatever they plan on doing. And it really teaches them how to be men. And I think it does that more than any other sport around.
And the key element is teaching. Coach, give me a highlight or two, or maybe an important factor in last week's game, either a turning point or, you know, just something that, you know, that you brings to mind in how you guys play with that game.
Well, you know, I think we played a lot of kids. You know, against Marblehead, we got a little nicked up, and we got these kids back this week. But last week, you know, we went to a game and we moved a lot of pieces around. I think our offensive line saw three new starters, a new split end, new wing back. So we had a lot of kids playing out of position. You know, this week we'll get back to what we normally did during the season, but it was good to see those kids step into new roles and excel. Same thing on defense. You know, we had James Nelson, who's a sophomore for us, step into a starting role at the secondary. And I think he had the turning point of the game. We'd stalled back and forth, you know, exchanged punts, and they came out in midfield and went deep, and Nelson was able to undercut the route, pick it off, and return it back down to the 30-yard line. I think that swung the game a little bit in our favor. From that point forward, you know, our offense got rolling a little bit. We put up some points on the board. Our defense, you know, stayed tight and kept their running game down. And I think that play right there, you know, basically turned the table into our favor.
Well, it's a key element, too, because you lose Smith, you pick up Nelson, and you had a starter there for the whole season, and you come up with another sophomore. So that not only picks up him, but picks up the other kids as well. Also, I think, Tony, it's got to show some of your kids who don't play that much that, you know, just stick with it.
Absolutely. At any time, you can be on that field. You know, Nelson's been a backup all year long. He's a sophomore. I mean, that's what sophomores do. But, you know, one injury and you jump in and all of a sudden you're a varsity athlete. Luckily, we have a lot of kids, especially at that age level, at the sophomore age level, that have played varsity sports here. Either it's been basketball or lacrosse. So they got experience actually as freshmen last year at the varsity level. So coming into the football season as sophomores, they already saw what varsity sports was all about, what varsity speed was all about. So I think it's made their transition coming into the football season as sophomores a little bit easier and playing at the varsity level because they've already done that as freshmen at the varsity level in other sports.
Got to go back to the Marblehead game because Coach Rudloff was praising your kids and how your team got his team ready for the next game against North Reading. And, man, did they show that on Friday night.
Yeah, you know, Marblehead's been on our radar for a long time. You know, they've been on our schedule, and we've, you know, it's been circled on our schedule, say that much, for a long time. So our kids came to play that weekend, and there was a, you know, don't quit attitude that permeated that whole team all week long, all game long. And, you know, I told those guys, I told my guys, listen, we went in at halftime, we were down. I said, well, I'm not going to quit on you. You don't quit on me. We play till the final whistle, and we will do everything in our power to win this game. And if you guys execute on the field, we will call all the plays, fake punts, fake kicks, whatever we need to do to win this game. And that was kind of the attitude. Don't quit. Play to the last whistle. I won't quit on you. You don't quit on me, and we keep going.
And Marblehead came back resilient against North Reading and just kept coming and coming and coming. And they were dynamite the other night.
Yeah.
Well, Coach, you have to turn attention now to Thanksgiving. And first of all, we'll talk about the game and then a little bit about what your personal day is like. I like to ask the coaches what they go through, win, lose, or draw. But Danvers, they've had a spectacular season, a very devastating injury to Matt Andreas. Great kid, great athlete. And they've had their share of injuries, as all teams do.
Yeah.
But a tremendous challenge for you guys.
Absolutely. And let's start with Andreas, first of all. I mean, the kid is a phenomenal player. I remember watching him play as a sophomore, junior, now a senior. And it's a tremendous tragedy. You know, that kid's it's a senior year, senior captain of that team, and he has to miss Thanksgiving. You hate to see that happen to anybody, let alone a senior captain of the team. So, you know, I'm wishing him the best. I hope he recovers quickly. I know he plays other sports. I'm not sure if he'll be able to, but I wish him the best for that kid. He's a great athlete and a great competitor. Moving on to Danvers, I mean, they're tough offensively, defensively, and yeah, they're missing their starting running back, but they have a number of athletes, a number of targets they go to, a number of, you know, kids that can run the ball, catch the ball, throw the ball. So, you know, it's going to be a competitive game. It's going to be a battle. And defensively, you know, they're just as tough as ever. You know, they have a strong defensive line up front, and they have linebackers that seem to just rally to the ball. So it's going to be a tough competition, but that's what Thanksgiving should be about. I think when Coach Terrell took over to the Danvers program a few years back, we saw it right away. We saw that every Thanksgiving was going to be a fight from now, you know, until he leaves. So, we're expecting a battle. We're expecting a tough fight, and, you know, I think our kids are ready for it.
And, you know, you lose Andreas, you pick up Taj Coakley. Coakley gets 200 yards, so it's just one weapon after the other. You know, Tony, one thing, and I know I'm keeping you here, so I won't keep
That's
this
right.
too long, but Matt Williams of the Salem News asked Coach Rudloff the other night after the game, what's the difference this year? Because they had a mission this year and to get past Danvers. And he said the main thing, the big difference was the weight room. And Danvers, Gloucester, and now Marblehead, you guys stay in that weight room all year long.
Yeah, we usually give the kids December off. And we go back as soon as school breaks over, Christmas breaks over. You know, my assistant coaches have been great. They're in there in the weight room starting that first week of January. You know, we – in Gloucester, I don't know about those other schools. I'm sure it's the same over there. You know, we really promote other sports. We really want our football players playing two, if not three, sports. So it's always a little bit of a tricky as far as the scheduling goes to get the kids in the weight room, but also allow them or also have them play basketball and wrestling. You know, wrestling's gotten big here in Gloucester. So wrestling, basketball, hockey, you know, in the springtime you get lacrosse and baseball. So we want our kids competing all year long. We want our kids to be doing those other sports. So it's a combination of that and being in the weight room when they're not, you know, playing another sport or they have time from their other sport. It's just staying on them constantly to get them in there. And, you know, you got to. In this day and age, everybody else is doing it, and if you're not, you're falling behind. So we make a big emphasis on that, and also the running program, which we have here in Gloucester that Coach Ladoff runs. You know, last year he started that in the middle of the winter, really picked it up in the spring. Took a little break, you know, at the end of the spring as those sports were wrapping up, but then, you know, full bore in the summer, all summer long, right into August. So it's a combination of lifting and running and trying to get these kids to compete in other things as well. As I mentioned before, some of these sophomores on this team actually played varsity sports this spring as freshmen, which I think helped them this football season.
Okay, we're going to do a wrap when the season is over, but Tony, what does Thanksgiving personally mean for you? I mean, you've been in football for so long, and I know I've done this for, I don't know, probably 35 or 40 years, and, you know, the family is adjusted to it. You leave early in the morning, and then for me, win, lose, or draw, I'm fine, but it's different for coaches. So tell me a little bit about what your day is like.
You're right. You know, so I was thinking about this actually today because I was thinking about we always do the luncheon the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. And I was thinking about that today, and I was thinking about, I remember when I was the captain of this team, and we had the luncheon at the Gloucester House, and having to get up and speak in front of, you know, all these adults, and, you know, you're a 17-year-old senior in high school, and you have no idea what you're going to say. And, you know, I was remembering that today on the car ride up here. I don't know why it triggered, so something must have triggered it. But it's an exciting day, you know. You wake up early, you get down here, you get ready, you kind of, you know, for me, I get in here, I kind of clean up my locker, get my stuff organized, get my play sheet ready, you know, get out in the gym. We do our walkthrough, our final walkthrough of the year. Really talk to the seniors that day because it's their last time that they're ever going to do that, ever going to put on the pads again. You know, you'll get on the bus or get on the field, whatever, if you're home or away. And it's that, you know, it's that feeling of this is the last time you're going to do this. This is the last time. And I try to always put my position in as if I was a senior. This is my last game. How would I want to feel? How would I want to approach the game? And I try to approach it that way every year. And then the game goes by. To be honest with you, the game goes by and like, half a second. You know, there's so much preparation for it, a week and a half, and then it's gone. And then, you know, you're in the bus ride home, or are you coming back into the locker room, and then it's the final goodbye to the team, you know, because it's the last time you'll really be together, you know, the way you've been all year long. And that's always an emotional time, whether you win or lose. But I also have a young family at home. I got a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old daughter. So once I leave this building, I try to transition out of it. And, you know, I know other coaches don't, whether they win or lose, and other coaches carry it with them for weeks, if not 6 months until the next season starts. I just try to put it behind me. And move on, whether we win or lose. But it's an emotional day. It really is. And, you know, we always talk about a family and a brotherhood here. And I treat these kids like, you know, like they're my little brother sometimes, or, you know. And it's a final day to say goodbye to them. You hope you go out with a win, and you hope to, you know, you keep the trophy in town. But it's definitely an emotional day. I guess I just try to put myself in their position. What would I want to do as a senior on my last day, last time I'm ever going to play high school football again, and try to treat them, you know, with a little bit of respect there.
Good luck, Coach, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
That is Gloucester football coach Tony Zirilli.